At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Midnight Taco Podcast. Yes. What's going on? As always, you can find me
at Justin Full of Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. And Instagram.com. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
And Instagram.
That's right.
We are the Fire Starters. The Twisted Fire Starters.
Please hit the subscribe button.
Please. Hit the subscribe button. Fire Starters.
And hit the likes, please.
You said play A's.
You said hitting the likes, play A's. I told you I can't do accents.
That was perfect, Darren. Play A's.
Play A's.
I never heard it split up like that before. Put up or shut up. Play A's.
Play A's. Hit the like, hit subscribe, notifications, if you will.
Where did you get play A's from?
Because I don't know that shit, dog.
You said play A's.
No, you have to pimp out everything.
No, that was that. You are the fire starter. The twisted fire starter. Play A's.
Play A's.
You are the fire starter. The twisted fire starter.
Woo woo!
It is. Yeah!
What's up, everybody?
Shout out to Prodigy.
Yeah.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! What's up, dog?
How you feeling, man?
You know, dog.
Hey, you know what? Woo. Hey, you know what? You got a show?
Got a show, but they ain't gonna see this. It's probably gonna be afterwards.
Well, it don't matter. Let me show you. I got something in my pocket that's burning my ass.
Look, people,
it's burning my ass.
The show is already gone.
It's burning my ass.
But look, he
got tickets to the Fat Stutter.
Look at this.
The Twisted Fire Star.
Impossibility.
Shout out to Chad. He's headlined that, boy.
Shout out to Chad. He headlined.
And I got on my D-Hawk.
What D-Hawk?
My Uncle Freddy shirt. Come on,
I
man.
I need to get one of those still.
Uncle Freddy.
Yes.
You know what? You know what?
I need one of those in my life.
Look, like I said, Justin never did what I asked him to do.
Oh, what?
I told you to tag fucking
who?
You know who.
Who?
You know who.
Who?
I said tag this mother and tell him.
Okay, well here, we're going to do it this.
Look.
Hey, this is a perfect opportunity, so. But hey, don't be disrespectful.
No, not at all.
We already had beef. We cleared it.
Cleveland comedy is on the rise.
Hold on. Take. Go. This is what we're clipping. Go.
Cleveland comedy is on the rise. Godfrey!
See, why is he taking a shot at Godfrey?
I love Godfrey.
Okay.
Godfrey to me is a great.
But this seems like a individual.
Because. I was on his live.
Okay.
And I was watching his live.
Okay.
And I said, Cleveland comedy is on the rise.
Okay.
Godfrey looked at my post and read it out loud and was like, okay, Cleveland comedy is on the rise. Okay. No, Godfrey, listen.
Oh my! He said okay.
No, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
No.
I don't understand. Go ahead.
You're going to have to understand.
Go ahead.
Our Cleveland comedy scene is on the rise. Not just okay. Recognize that, baby.
What?
Godfrey.
What?
Godfrey. Cleveland comedy scene is on the rise, bro. Don't just blow past it.
Don't.
Recognize it. Pour it.
I don't know.
I'm done.
What the fuck?
That's it. Yo, Godfrey, Cleveland comedy scene is on the rise. Put some speck on it next time you read that. Period.
Look, disclaimer, I have no idea what's going on, and shout out to Godfrey, you know.
This is what's going on.
I love that. I'm on those, but shout out to Godfrey. I love all his voices and his stand-up.
No, Godfrey is dope. No disrespect to Godfrey. He's definitely one of my comedy influences.
Okay, so why are you so hostile with it?
I'm not hostile.
You're always like, we're on the rise, Godfrey! He's like,
put some speck on that shit, baby.
That's all
I'm saying.
Okay.
Put some speck on it.
Okay.
That's it. Look, all three of y'all, Godfrey. All three of y'all.
Okay.
I love you, Godfrey.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, that's going to be clipped, just so y'all know. We did that because he's been saying stuff. Hey, you want to get another song? Let's get another one out. Since you're on the thing, we have some good clips on this episode. Let's do your men, why they shave. Five reasons why men shave their beards.
Man, no. This is...
Here we go.
This is the reasons why black men shave their facial hairs. The first reason is, it just don't grow. Some black men don't grow facial hairs.
Right.
All right? The second reason is, you tried to get it so perfect, and you lined it up yourself, and you messed up, and you got that Adolf Hitler.
Oh, shit.
And you be like, no, I can't go out like this.
Mm-mm.
So you shave it off.
Gone.
All right.
Smooth baby ride.
All right. That's the second reason. The third reason is you're Oreo.
Oreo.
You think that you'll be accepted by the white people if you shave off your facial hairs.
Wait. So the person is mixed? or you just think, even if it's a real black dude who shaves it off, real dark dude, regardless?
Regardless. If you shave off all your
face. They're called Oreo?
No, this is what I'm saying. Like,
you just want to be accepted, so you just shave it off.
And you want to appear like non-threatening.
Okay.
Or you want to just attract white women.
So you just take off all the...
You shave all your facial hair off.
Like, what's that one dude who played in, Ricky!
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No. The one who got shot.
Morris Chestnut.
Bam. He shaves it off. He got that smile. He's like, he'd be smashing all types of white women, I bet.
You want to be appealing to white women, you shave your mustache off.
Go ahead.
Or, you're a drag queen. You gotta shave that off because you're a drag queen.
Yeah, strut. Work it, girl.
Except for Uncle Clifford. Uncle Clifford had a beard and mustache, but he was working in Honey.
Who's Uncle Clifford?
Down in the valley where the girls get naked. 1, 2, break them.
Who's? Yep.
That's P Valley. That's your homework assignment.
P Valley sounds familiar.
Uncle Clifford.
Uncle Clifford don't.
He wears a beard and mustache and he's a.
Boom.
He's in P Valley, honey.
Okay.
Uncle or. Clifford. Drag queen or. You. Are a pedophile and you're trying to look younger than what you are, you shave off your mustache and facial hair.
Damn.
I mean, normally black men have at least a mustache. Even if you're professional, even if you're like a military or a police officer or anything, you'll shave your mustache off.
Yeah.
I mean, your beard and mustache, you'll have a line.
Little, yeah.
I mean, like normally... You know, I'm just saying, your red flag should go up.
If it's just shaved?
Yeah.
Shaved.
If it don't grow, then it don't grow.
If
it's just shaved?
Just shaved.
Your alert should definitely go off. And that's on period. Flat out.
Damn,
hey, let me know in the comments if I'm right or wrong.
All right.
Okay.
I was just, those are facts. I was going to say, what if they're in the military, but they could have a mustache?
If you're in a professional position, you could be clean shaven with a mustache.
But what if they don't like the mustache? I would never just rock a stash.
I mean, like...
In the military, I look like Schmeagle all day because I couldn't have this.
I mean,
I never had a mustache.
Regardless of what the people may say, you are a white man.
Mm-hmm.
You're a white dude.
So I look like powder.
No, you're a white dude.
Yeah.
I'm skinhead all day. I'm speaking solely on black men.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
That's what I think I can speak on. Because I've been a black
man.
I've been a black man for 47 years.
For sure. Yep.
Let me know in the comments if you agree or disagree, if you think I'm right or if I'm wrong or, you know, some guys maybe... think that they pose no threat. I've heard the comparison of if you shave your mustache off in your sales world or whatever, you feel like you could be more trusted if you have a clean shaven face.
I mean, it sounds weird, but I guess if you don't look all rugged and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think I look rugged with my beard?
No. Because you take care of it, obviously. It's trimmed up, you know what I mean? And it doesn't grow past a certain point.
I hear some hateration in that.
I mean, it's funny because you look at the thumbnails in the videos and you can see how if I shave my beard and how it progresses to a certain extent.
You know what? For the record, F Justin's beard, all right? Just flat out F Justin's beard because he shaves it off.
It's coming back to form, though. It's coming back very nicely right
and
now.
And by next week, it'll be like, poof.
I'm waiting.
You know, F his beard. But I'm speaking just for black men. You know, if you have a clean-shaven face, you know, certain people, you know, you look at a black person, like I said, like these are the five major reasons that black people don't have facial hair. They don't grow. They cut it off because they want to be acceptable. They're Oreos. They want to feel like they're non-threatening. And only people that feel threatened, I can see a white person feel threatened by facial hair. But another is in some cases, black men feel like they don't trust people with, they don't trust black men with no facial hair. Because they may think that they're a sellout.
Or, yeah, okay, like an Uncle Tom or a snitch.
Yeah, Uncle Tom, snitch, or, yeah, you know.
Those deals.
Or like I said.
Proper, so they want to fit in.
Well, you know what?
I don't trust you.
I have a beard.
One of those deals.
I have a beard, and the way I speak, and the way I dress, and the way I present myself, people may.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I trust me, even though I have a beard.
Oh, dude, you already know looks can be, you know me, I look like a. Most of the time, I just wear a hoodie and a tee. When I'm at work, I wear a bummy hoodie and a tee.
Well, you came up you know what? You came up in a conversation today. And I told a comedian, an up-and-coming comedian. I'm not going to name a name.
Okay. No, yeah.
But I said, look, Justin and I may do some trips. You're welcome to come along.
Okay.
And I said, we roll a certain way. This particular individual, mm-hmm. I'm not saying any name.
Okay.
I
don't know any of this. So
I seen this guy at open mics dressed to the nine.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
At open mic.
Okay. Well, I have an idea then.
He came to my show.
Okay.
And he literally told me, this is the clothes I wear at work that I cut trees down in. And I was like, yo, I said, look, if you come on this trip with us, we roll a certain way. He said, what way is that? I said, look, we are performers. We are entertainers.
Yeah.
We have to differentiate. We have to establish a difference between us and the audience.
Yeah.
And I said, you dress up on open mics, but when you came to my show, you had on, and quote unquote, he said, this is the stuff I had on when I went to work and cut down trees. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, you can't do that.
Oh yeah,
but it came up like well, Justin had on like a t-shirt and jeans, right?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, that's his style though. That's Jay's style though.
Yeah. Plus, it wasn't like it was a logo. It's always rocking either Midnight Paco or Justin Fuller Comedy or Cordell Respress or somebody else's shit that I'm rocking. Hello, I am Chad.
Hello.
Or you know what I mean,
Uncle Freddy.
Yeah, Uncle Freddy.
But I'm just saying, like,
it's always somebody else's
like,
stuff.
But this is what I'm saying. I said, I even brought up, like, look.
Yeah, like Blake said.
No. I even brought up, I said, we did a cooking show.
100%. 100%. I understand. So this is my style.
That's your style.
100%. Gotcha.
That's your style.
Yeah.
But I seen you.
Right.
Be dressed to the nine at open mic.
Right.
But you came to my show.
Right.
Looking like that.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Look, yo.
I got you. Hey.
We look. I said, look. This is what I told the guy. I told the gentleman.
You had facts about somebody and
This is what This is what I told the particular. Particular gentleman. I said, look here. I said, yo, we going to hit up these other cities. You're welcome to come with, but we roll a certain way.
Right.
His response was, what way is that? I said, look, we entertainers.
Yeah.
People going to be watching you. They going to be looking at you. You have to consider, like, take me out of the equation.
Right.
You're a brand. Your comedy is a brand.
100%. 100%.
And hold on. And let me just say this to be fair.
No, I know.
Let me just say this to be fair, Jay. Yeah. Jay, I love you. But to be fair, I had this talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, bro, check this out. This is a show.
Yeah.
I know your style is jeans, a t-shirt, sweatshirt. I said, this is a show.
Yeah.
Have I had that talk with you?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
For sure.
You gave me some rebuttal.
I did.
But I'm like, yo, Jay, this is a show, bro.
And then I came.
You understand. This is the thing. Hold on. This is the thing. And this is what people may or may not understand. I'm being honest 100%. As I possibly can right now.
I already
now.
Know, dog. Go ahead, preach it.
A lot of times you give me a lot of fucking rebuttal.
I do.
You fight me. You go back and forth.
Tons.
You do.
All the time.
But I feel like in my heart of all hearts, I feel like once I show you, like, look, Jay, I'm like A, B, and C because of A, B, and C, D, D, E, F, G. You understand the assignment. Am I wrong to assume that?
Listen, hold on.
All right,
Time the fuck out, Cordell.
I'm listening.
No, 100%. And obviously, that's why I'm in the position where I'm at to this day. Is because, obviously, from day one, I have the problem with, you say this, yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it's a listening thing. I don't want to say it's a, you have a problem with authority thing. I don't want to say it's a, you know, I always have the need to say, okay, but, you know what I mean? And I understand all the time where you're coming from, 100%. It's just hard because you know where my personality and how I am. It's hard for me to push into that next level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could dress up. Don't get it twisted. I could look good. I got some snazzy shit. I just don't got a lot of it because the money thing. So, but I'm comfortable in, you know, me, hoodie and tee all day. But I could dress up. And a lot of the stuff you say, wear off rip, makes sense. I get pushback, but then obviously coming around, everything plays out. And you haven't steered me wrong. So I'll say that.
Thank you.
I'll say that, 100%.
Thank you.
But the thing is, I'm coming from a position where I'm here and you think here. And I understand why. Because I agree with you. It's just we got to get there.
Bro.
But I understand we belong. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, this is what I'm saying.
I hear you.
It's just
hard for me to accept because I've always been second string.
I get it.
Because I've always...
I get it.
But this is something I'm good at. So I get it. And I got to accept certain things.
No. Let me just say this. And this is what I'm saying. Like, and people, and I'm going to be honest with you. People be like, why? Why do you still? Because, and I'm going to say this. Because I talked to Justin. And don't get it twisted. I'm not saying I have the answers to everything. No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
Thoughts.
I don't have the answers to everything, but this is the truth. This is what I've gathered. I tell Jay something. He fights me. But he gets it.
I do.
He gets it. And then he makes adjustments.
I do.
From day one, he made adjustments. Just like, for a perfect example, I'm gonna just keep it all the way a buck with everybody out there.
Sure. Hey,
I appreciate everybody for rocking with me.
For sure.
And I'm gonna keep it a buck.
100%. That's what we do here. That's
we started this podcast.
All about truth.
Before we had a podcast, before we had any episodes, I'm like, yo, Jay, I'm promoting the podcast. Before we had a page or anything, I'm like.
No, hold on. No, back up.
Okay.
The name. You were promoting. The name. Just the name alone. The way the name. Look, that's why I love life. Can we give it up to that?
Yeah.
Can we give it up to that?
Yeah.
Because, yep, people, we still haven't. Episode 100.
I didn't promote the name until you said okay.
But what I'm saying is no.
I didn't until you said okay, bro.
Well, I understand, but no, the floater. She's like, I don't know. Because when I was like, nah, man, we'll think of something. He just came back. Oh no, like, Jay, we got some floaters out there that's pretty dope.
I said, look.
And I'm like, of course it's dope, but the reason behind it, there's a different connection.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When did you believe in Midnight Paco? The name, period.
As soon as you said it's dope.
No, bro, I'm going to have to disagree with you.
No.
I said it was dope. When I first heard the name,
I know.
I said, wait a minute. I said, Midnight Paco.
Yes.
I said, that shit is dope.
I know.
I said, really?
Yes.
And I said, okay.
The moment
I heard the name Midnight Paco.
I know.
I said, that shit is dope.
Yes.
I left it alone.
I know.
And I said, we're going to do a podcast.
Yes.
You said you want to do a podcast. We was thinking about names.
Yes. And you said that.
I said, yo. Midnight Paco's getting great reviews, y'all.
I know.
And you still was like,
just because I was trying to figure out something else. But I knew you knew it was everything. And I kind of thought it was dope. But at the same time, I was just, because I had the personal connection in my mind. You know how I translated it as.
Bruh, still have that connection, and it's dope as fuck.
Well, because it's become,
wait a minute.
Obviously.
Look. I'm going to give you a perfect example.
The song gives everything to it.
let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
Me and my son, Elijah. I have three children.
Shout out to Elijah.
Shout out, Elijah.
Cordell.
I have Cordell and Deja.
Yep,
shout out. I love all of you.
All of you, shout out. Go ahead.
Me and Elijah's connected musically.
Okay.
All right. I told him when Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars came out, I said, that song is dope. Check it out.
Okay.
He was like, I ain't feeling that shit. Fuck Locked Out of Heaven. He was like, man, that shit is whack as fuck.
Whack. No, I'm kidding.
About 2 or 3 weeks later, he was like, yo. Locked Out of Heaven is the shit. Bruno Mars may be the GOAT. And I said, wait a minute, son. Wait a minute now. I said, did the song change?
Right.
He like, no.
Right.
Did the lyrics change? He like, no.
It's how you listen to it.
I said, man, that song is dope.
Right.
Same as Midnight Paco. I'm like, yo.
You heard it. You had a different connection to it. So
wait a minute. Hold on. Did the name change?
Not at all. That's why he was named that. Of course I was named it, but dude,
I'm just saying.
I don't take credit for the name.
I can't take credit for the name, but I was a strong force for like, yo, Midnight Paco is getting great reviews, yo.
That came out of the ethos, people. We'll that just.
I'm just saying.
It gave good reviews, and I said, fuck it, let's do it.
I predicted.
Didn't I say, let's do it?
Yes. But didn't I predict the questions that was going to come?
Yeah.
Who's Midnight?
All
Who's
day.
Who's Paco?
All day.
Where did that come from?
You don't know. Still don't know. Theories, thoughts.
Look, this is one thing that we can all say.
What's up?
Midnight Paco is dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck. Dope. That is a dope ass name. Shout out to the originators. They know. Behind the scenes, we'll give them credit.
Midnight Paco. Man,
look at that shit.
Midnight Paco podcast.
Midnight
Paco. Midnight
Paco.
Midnight.
My grandbaby. Midnight Paco podcast. My granddaughter was singing that shit the other day, dude. I was cracking up, loving it, singing it. It's catchy.
You know what? You know what? Thank you.
Good job with that, bro.
You know what? And shout out to everybody that be singing. They may not admit it.
Y'all hum it every time.
Hey, shout out to Tim Buck, too.
Shout out to Tim Buck, too.
He sings it.
Yeah.
He's like, that shit is dope.
Right? He appreciates it.
Shout out to Tim Buck, too.
For sure.
Hey, shout out to... I created it, but I say it all the time. I was getting my Shock G on. Shock G from Digital Underground.
You don't even know. Do what
One
you
of
like.
The ghosts. Do what you like.
Yeah.
Sex packet. A dollar or two. We are the freaks.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
The industry. The Humpty Hump, Cinnamon Girl. Come on, Shock G was the truth.
In the biscuits.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin. Yeah, image in the style that you used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see?
The world will be ready for me, and the guys are
round. I'm a new fool in town.
And my sound's laid down
from the underground.
Grab the Hunter Senior in front of your show. So just let me introduce myself.
My name is Humpty. Pronounced
shit.
With the Umpty.
Yo,
please
ladies.
Allow me the Funkty. Look, shout out to Shock, the great, the late Shock G. Yo, Money B. Money B.
Money B.
Shout out to you, baby. You are one of the.
Pants in the panties.
I'm the one. Yeah, you know what? Shout out to Money B.
Money B.
Yeah, man, yeah, he's one of the surviving members, along with the Piano Man and the host of others. But look, I understand where Shock G was going. Like, Shock G loved George Clinton in the P-Funk.
Okay.
So he wanted to be, like, the P-Funk of hip-hop.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Okay.
And I understood that. You know, he like, his piano, he was like, you know, these guys, no shot against... Nobody is making music and doing beats and using Fruity Loops and Reasons and all that other stuff.
Right.
But Shock G was one of those musicians that actually could play.
Right.
You know, shout out to the Pharrells and the Scott Storks and the Zaytovens that can actually play music.
Instruments. Yeah.
And no snap against other people because they're musicians too.
Yeah, nah, man.
They musicians. Said, like, even if you can't...
The crazy thing is when you can hear some shit and replicate it, dude.
Yeah.
It's like seeing something and replicating by drawing it. Or just coming out with some shit with your mind and just saying, okay, I've listened to so much, I can create this type of shit. Or I'll tweak it just a little bit.
Tweak it just a little bit.
That's like a cook.
And
tweaking recipes.
I got pee.
Okay. Yes? Yeah,
is it still recording?
Of course.
Justin! The fuck, man? I depended on you, man. My bladder let me down, and so did you. God damn it, I gotta comb my beard now.
Hey, people, I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about. But we had to take a body break. That's what happened. Time out. Body break. What were we talking
about? Are you going to go my way?
We started talking about Lenny Kravitz.
I was born at the age of five.
Hey!
He was born at the age of 5.
That's why I got ran over. Are you gonna come on me? Come on, bam, 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 bam. Yes.
All I really want to know is, are you gonna go my way?
What?
Bam, 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 bam. All I really want to know is, fuck Justin.
Why?
Cause I depended on you.
My man, my memory is the, especially when I'm like, yeah, okay.
Look, we out here, we got tickets.
What? Oh.
You know, the show's coming up Thursday. God damn it, Justin.
I don't think the episode's going to be out. Are we going to have an early episode? Are you forcing me to get this bitch out?
Are you going
to
go my way? Bam, bam, bam.
I can edit this bitch at lunchtime.
All I really want to know is,
oh, my God.
Are you going to go my way?
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam. Let's make an executive decision on it, because either it's going to be out now or before my show. What should we do?
I think...
You want me to edit this bitch and have it up before the show?
You know, you want to know what I really want to know?
Taking it that early? No, I don't.
What I really want to know is... Are you going to go my way?
I don't know what to do.
God damn it, Justin.
What do you want me to do? You're promoting the show because you got the tickets. What should I do? That's a lot of work.
I got two tickets right here.
I know you're coming to
the
show.
These are my tickets to the show. My personal tickets.
Yes.
But if everybody know me, they on sale. Give me $1,000.
Oh, damn. Bootlegging my tickets?
Give me $1,000.
Ain't that a thing?
You can go to Justin Fuller's show.
You can go to my show.
Give me $1,000.
It ain't my show.
I just need $1,000.
I'm in the show.
I need $1,000.
I'm part of the show.
Give me $1,000.
That's the beautiful thing about a show.
Give me $1,000. Wow.
Look, chances are this ain't going to be out before the show.
Are you going to go my way?
So the cool thing is that you were at the show, and it was a good time.
What I really want to know is... Are you going to go my way? So, yeah, man, so...
I can't wait, dude. I'm glad the show happened. But no, looking forward on some stuff. I am starting to kind of brew on some other things I'm kind of working on. As far as material wise.
Okay.
You know, we ain't been on stage in a minute. I mean, I did a pre-impromptu at the showcase last week.
You know what? Shout out to everybody that was at my show last week. Shout out to iHolla. Shout out to Will Hopkins. Yeah, shout out to my man. Shout out to my main man.
Who, Tyrone?
No, shout out to Tyrone, definitely.
Oh, what did you say? Will Hopkins?
Will Hopkins, iHolla.
Yeah, Sid.
Sid216.
Sid216.
Shout out to Kevin Ford.
Kevin Ford.
Represented.
He was one of the dead presidents in this bitch.
Man, that shit, that outfit was
dope. I told him I love that jacket.
You know, shout out to Kevin Ford.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my man, Clint.
Clint. Oh, yeah, and Ryan Polk was there rocking. He did a little...
Ryan Polk.
Too,
man,
yeah.
Clint. Shout out to everybody that performed.
I feel, you know, it's like when you got to get on stage, it's like, that's why, you know, this episode, you know, we kind of, you know...
Shout out to Grown Ups, the place where I did the place. Shout out to Grown Ups.
Shout out to Barney.
Shout out to Larry, the owners.
And the bartenders will be there rocking it.
Shout out to the bartenders.
Spending their time.
Shout out to Erica, the cook, that be making the fucking Polish boys the chicken wings.
Bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, no. Good spot, good time. It was packed.
It was really packed.
It was packed.
And,
you know.
Shout out. You know, I'm glad everybody came out. And I'm going to say this.
Oh, shit.
I appreciate everybody that, you know, came out, supported live comedy.
Right.
And my goal was to bring the who's who of comedy,
man,
to a place where they don't have to go out, you know, downtown, and you know.
Hold on, the list. Hold on, the list. The list,
man.
We ain't even gonna go through the list because it'd be so many people.
They came to a show support.
What? The tickets, the set, the price of tickets for these comics that you had.
Yeah.
At Grown Ups.
Speak on it, baby.
When everyone looks back and sees, oh shit, I think I seen. Not everybody. Let's keep it real. It's not a big place. But the select, precious few that were in attendance, you know what I'm saying? When they got to see me.
You know what? Just to name a few.
Yeah.
Justin Fuller.
What? Because you had people on
Chad
Poppin'.
Tate was there.
Chad Tate.
Marcus Martin was there.
Marcus Martin.
You know, iHolla was there.
iHolla.
Ryan Polk was there.
Ryan Polk.
Jarrell Beeman was there. Beeman. Freaking Ebony Timberlake was there.
Ebony Timberlake.
Jen was there.
What? Mr. Gene Miller.
Gene Miller was there. Tyrone was there. Chevy was there.
Yeah, right? Headliners. Not me yet. But all these other... they're all headliners.
Yeah.
You had shows full of headliners, and I got to do
Anthony
guest
Mayo
spots.
Was there.
Anthony Mayo. Aunt Mauro.
Aunt Mauro was there.
I mean, come on, man. What are we Uncle Lou.
Spike Lou was
Spike,
there.
Yeah, Spike Uncle 21 Lou's 216.
Yeah, Spike Lou was there.
Yeah, Spike Lou.
Come on, Sid V216 was there. Will Hopkins was there.
What? Come on. The list goes on and on. Elise Dickerson.
Elise Dickerson was there.
You know what I'm saying? I hate naming people because you're going to leave somebody, a little daddy.
Little daddy
you know
was there.
Saying? John King.
John King was there.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like when you keep Rolodex and you remember, oh, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, man, you've put on these shows where these would be legit tickets.
Rob Coleman was there. Wait a minute. Hold on. We're going to get a... Bah, bah, bah. Hold on. One of the goats was there that don't even perform this.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Right?
D. Uncle Freddy. D to the motherfucking Hulk was there.
Bah, 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 bah.
Bah, bah, bah.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
And you got people checking it out, showing up.
Oh, man. Did I say Tyrone Gaines?
I believe we get, you know, Tyrone's always get shot out.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I believe so, yeah.
Did I say Kevin Ford?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you've had some dope shows, man.
And
I'm sure we've missed a couple. I apologize if we
CC
have.
CC Bullock was there.
CC, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple other females I'm sure that are slipping my mind in this piece.
Key Silly was there.
Key Silly!
Oh, my God.
My girl! She has the same birthday as me. Of course she's cool as shit.
Key
Shout
Silly
out
was
to
there.
Key Silly.
Shout out to Key Silly.
My birthday twin.
Key
she's
Silly.
Awesome as shit.
Hey, Key Silly.
Obviously. Right?
Yeah.
We got to get her on.
Man, Timbuktu was there.
Timbuktu, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? The more you listen.
Did I say Chevy?
Yeah, you said Chevy.
Chevy was there. My gosh.
Nah, man. You've had some dope ass.
Oh.
I'm
overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I left you out.
Yeah. Apologies. I'm. You know,
please don't take it personally.
Never.
I appreciate every last one of y'all.
Yep.
That came through. And just simply saying yes.
Even James Dober made an appearance.
James Dober.
There we go.
Shout out to James Dober. You know what? We got some young guns.
Right?
James Dober, Clint Jackson.
Clint Jackson, yeah, right. Roselle.
Roselle Lamar.
Roselle Lamar, yo.
Oh, my God.
He was in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Roselle Lamar. Shout out to Roselle Lamar.
Shit. What I'm saying, man, the Cleveland scene
is on the rise, Godfrey.
It's pretty dope.
Our Cleveland scene is dope as fuck.
I think it's been on the rise. But our introduction to it, it seems we're floaters, dog.
I got another hot lineup of comedians that you never heard of yet that we never mentioned, but they coming.
I'm looking forward to it. Because I know you reach out to fucking everybody. I don't think he's been there. We'll talk about it. No, we've talked. I think it's somebody you reached out to, but he ain't been on the show yet. You know what I'm saying? But
did I say Gene Miller?
We shout out Gene Miller. Gene Miller came in the clutch.
Shout out to Gene Miller. Gene Miller, he performed once, and he came out of the clutch. That guy, man, Gene Miller. Listen.
You say Derek Lamont?
Derek Lamont. Yes, he came and showed out and showed up and showed out. Listen, Derek Lamont, Gene Miller, Will Hopkins. Look, let me just say this about Gene Miller.
That's my dude. I like Gene Miller.
Personally, this is personally. I seen Gene Miller grow. I seen him grow as a comic. And I love the moves he's making. Shout out to Gene Miller.
Really? I've always seen Gene as the same to me.
No, Gene grew.
Really?
He grew as a comic, as a person. Gene Miller.
I mean, he warmed up to us more as a person.
That's what I mean.
That's
I could talk about is
okay,
how he did.
Well, I mean,
my personal experience is all I can speak of.
In the beginning, you know, I mean, when you meet people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to feel people out, you know what I'm saying? We show up on
shows.
Shout
out to Gene Miller. And you know
that's
what
people think, but see, look, no,
hold on.
Okay.
Before I forget, Tank with a C.
Tank with a C.
Boom.
Bam. Yeah.
Shout out to Tank with a C.
Yeah, for sure. See, look, damn.
You know, and he's somebody I consider as a person that will, it's a long list of people that molded me, give me criticism, tell me what's real.
Right, right.
Shout out to Tank with a C.
You know, Rich Green was in the house.
Oh my God, Rich Green.
You know what I mean?
Oh shit. You know, I feel honored. Rich Green was on our show.
Was he there on the show? Or was
on
he
our show, Midnight Popcorn.
Oh, yeah, on our show, yeah, for sure. He was on our show.
He didn't perform at my show.
Okay, yeah, but he was there.
He came to support.
Yeah.
And he's been on our show.
He's been on our show.
Shout out to Rich Green. Rich Green, let me just tell.
Right.
Let me just tell you about Rich Green, man. Rich Green is a big gun.
Yes.
In the city of Cleveland. Shout out to Rich Green. He's a big gun.
Right.
He's been
nothing but
he
awesome.
Supports us.
Right.
He supports me personally. He called me. Shout out to Rich Green,
right,
man. Rich Green is the shit. He's
know,
the truth,
man.
Bro.
No, he's dude, ever since we've met Rich, he's been nothing but cool and helpful, informative. You know what I mean?
It's a host of others too.
Yeah. Oh, once again, we can go through a list.
We can go through
times.
A list. Look, we only 2 years for real, 2 years old in the comedy scene, and everybody ain't been open arms and welcome.
No, not at all. But we've been blessed.
Shout out to Rich Green. Shout out to D Hawk.
Shout out to
Yalise Dickerson. Yeah. Shout out to Jin. Shout out to Emily Timberlake.
Yeah.
Shout out to Roselle.
Right. Shout out to fucking Greg Morton.
Oh my God.
I hate dropping names.
No, we're not name droppers, but I'm saying Greg Morton.
He's a good guy.
Definitely a friend. A brother in comedy that embraced us from day one. And this guy, to me, is an A-lister.
A-lister.
Shout out to Greg Morton.
Shout out to Greg Morton.
I love you, Greg.
Yes, shout out to
I love
you.
You. You know what?
Sure.
After this episode, I'm going to call you and tell you I love you.
You're going to answer the phone, too.
He answers all my calls.
He answers all the calls. As soon as we get done off this episode,
I'm going to call you and tell you I love you, and that's it. I ain't got shit else to say, but I love you.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. No, we've met some great people.
Shout out to our people in Jersey, New York.
Gary Garcia. And Mike Burke.
Mike Merck,
yeah, they were one of the first. They were the first, actually.
Gary Garcia.
Yeah, Gary Garcia.
Shout out to Gary Garcia.
Gary G. He has his own podcast. I'm going to put the link right here.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow that shit.
Yeah, make sure. Gary Garcia.
Gary G was the first one.
Yeah.
His boy was there. His boy was trying.
Mike Merck. Shout out to Mike Merck.
Gary Garcia. They're in Atlanta. I think, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to
y'all.
Yeah,
we're doing the damn thing, man.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, yo, Jay, where can they find you
at? Hey, everybody, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
You can find me at the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Hold on. Before we end this.
Yep.
Shout out to Ally Starr and her band.
Ally Starr.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. I met Ally Starr when I was in Vegas.
Word.
When I was there for my stepdaughter's wedding, right?
Talk about it.
Shout out to my boy Andre.
Yeah.
Who knows people. So we were out and about, and he knows this guy named Matt. Shout out to Matt. I don't know his last name, but I'll put it up here. Boom. Shout out to Matt. Go follow him because he's doing good things. And he was part of a band.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to Ally Starr's band.
Ally Starr.
They get busy in Vegas.
And
everywhere
Vegas.
They are. If you hear Ally Starr in the band, shout out to my man Richie Lewis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, everybody that's doing this thing, you know, first of all, let me just say this about music and artists and songwriters and singers and things like that. Let me just say this. You have to be a special type of person to create love and want to share it with the world.
Right.
100%. I mean, yeah, you need to make a living and things like that, but if you create something that's like art, like a music, like a song,
right,
and if you're a part of it and you're participating and you're sharing it with the world, you're what you call a what do they call those people?
Muse?
No, not a muse, but a what's the philanthropist? I think it's a way of philanthropy because you know what, people that
giving to the world. I get you, yeah,
absolutely giving it to the world,
like
a song,
health, like aid.
Look, it was a song that was said last night. A DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life.
Wow.
From a broken heart.
Wow. You know what? Music
can save your life.
You ain't lying.
Music can save your life.
Or make you kill yourself. You know what? I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, no, but, you know, I'm going to say, like, musicians can bring you through hard times.
100%.
So shout out to Ally Starr and her band, Richie Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bass player.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? No, seriously, shout out to them.
For sure.
Musicians that, you know, because to me, in my personal opinion.
Hey, go shot. Hey, hold on. Go follow Ali Star.
Follow Ali Star and
her band members.
People. Boom, 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 boom.
No, but in my personal opinion, this is, I feel like, you know, everybody that followed the Big Bang Theory and they don't know where life began and this, right, that, and another, they can't figure it out. Listen, I honest to God feel like that missing ingredient is sound. Sound.
Oh, it's there.
Sound is very powerful.
Dude, how many times? That's why the score in the movie make you fucking cry.
Sound feels a certain way. Sound is so powerful.
You know what I mean? You're watching the movie and all of a sudden that score cuts in and you're like, well, the dog is dying or some shit.
You know what? Sound is so powerful. So check this out. Like, for all my sanctified and Baptist people, when they hear that organ or that drum, go, dude.
Right.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Behind that preacher, they know it's about to go down. They know that shout music is about to. When that drum go, ka, 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 doo 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 doo, and the bass go, doo 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 doo, they know it's time to shout and praise God.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, shout out to the musicians out there. They're very important. They're very inspiring.
Yeah. But no, seriously, because like I said, I met in Vegas.
Yeah.
We went to a bar. Mm-hmm. It was a nice spot. And Ali Star and them rock the fuck out.
Shout out to Ali Star and her band. Shout out to Rich Lewis.
Beautiful.
Richie Lewis.
The bass player,
the band, everybody. Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
They rocked it, so it's good time.
I love y'all.
Make sure you follow everybody. Yeah.
Follow everybody. Look up Ali Star. Look up her band.
Bam. Follow everybody.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm the great Corey. This is the Midnight Paco Podcast. I love all of y'all.
Follow, hit the like, subscribe, notifications.
All that.
We'll check you out next week after my show. We'll talk all about it. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,